USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the political headlines this hour, breaking news as two Democrats dropping out of the race for president over the weekend. Mayor Pete leaving on Sunday night, Tom Steyer hanging up his hat Saturday night.
This campaign, we were disappointed with where we came out. I think we got one or two delegates from congressional districts, which I thank South Carolina for.
Steyer, the billionaire businessman, finishing third in South Carolina. Mayor Pete coming in a distant fourth place. Bernie Sanders coming in second place with 20% of the vote, and Joe Biden, as predicted, winning by a wide margin with 48% of the vote. The former vice president looking ahead to Super Tuesday. He tells ABC's This Week program,
Super Tuesday is not the end, so only the beginning. We're about even on delegates right now. We've had more popular votes thus far than Sanders does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New developments involving the coronavirus, the world-famous art museum in Paris, the Louvre, closing as workers afraid international tourists who visit could spread the virus.
We're following the science, the evidence, and the epidemiology. We wouldn't do one thing differently if somebody slapped that word on it.
Meanwhile, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, a guest on ABC's This Week program with host George Stephanopoulos, who used to work for the Clintons, Azar clarifying President Trump's remark about Democrats using this crisis as their latest hoax to bring him down.
He's talking about the partisan sniping that we're seeing, and it's unnecessary. We don't need to have this made a political issue. We're in a public health crisis here.
And President Trump speaking to thousands of conservatives at CPAC in National Harbor, Maryland, Saturday.
Together we're defeating the radical socialist Democrats, the fake news media, the crooked politicians, and the hate-filled left-wing mob. And I told you I was going to be nice today.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper prepares for the new peace deal between the U.S. and the Taliban in Afghanistan. USA Radio's John Hunt on the story.
The Trump administration's peace deal with the Taliban opens the door for an initial American troop withdrawal that Defense Secretary Mark Esper sees as a step toward the broader goal of preparing for a potential future war with China. Esper said he has his eye on the great power competition, which means staying a step ahead of China and Russia on the battlefields of the future. U.S. force levels in Afghanistan were over 100,000 during Barack Obama's first term, with a current total of nearly 13,000 to be dropped immediately to 8,600. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Trump administration trying to reassure Americans about the effort to contain the coronavirus. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
A day after the administration confirmed the first U.S. death from coronavirus, Vice President Mike Pence says the outbreak of the virus will continue.
There will be more cases, there's no question.
But Pence is stressing,
for the average American, the risk does remain low. We're ready.
Pence speaking there on NBC's Meet the Press a day after he and other administration officials confirmed the man in his 50s in Washington State has become the first person to die of the coronavirus in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.